The Belgian city of Antwerp is the world's oldest diamond trading hub. Most of the world's diamonds pass through it. A quarter of them are from Russia, mined by Alrosa, a company that's part-owned by the Kremlin with links to the Russian military.
There is actually a Russian military submarine which has the name Alrosa, which is patroned by Alrosa, sponsored by Alrosa. So this is just one example, maybe the clearest example of direct links between the military apparatus and indeed the company.
Antwerp's trade with Alrosa was condemned by the Ukrainian president in a speech he gave to Belgium's parliament earlier this year.
There are some that think that Russian diamonds sold in Antwerp are more important than our fight.
The EU is rolling out another round of sanctions against Moscow, but once again, Russian diamond imports aren't part of it. Some say that Belgium has quietly lobbied to protect its multi-billion dollar industry, despite growing pressure within Belgium and the bloc to stop the trade.
I think it is important that we also sanction diamonds or Alrosa and its CEOs, the diamonds coming from Russia. They have blood on these diamonds because the revenues are used directly or indirectly to support the war on Ukraine.
The Prime Minister of Belgium says that the country would not block EU sanctions on the import of Russian diamonds, but that such a ban could potentially hurt Europe more than it could hurt Russia.
The spokesperson for Antwerp's diamond industry says sanctions would mean job losses and the trade moving away from Belgium to places where ethical standards are lower.
India or Dubai, those are the two other main trading hubs that that do not follow sanctions or that have no sanctions and keep their trading relations as usual with Russia.
The debate over Russian diamonds highlights the challenge faced by the EU as it tries to increase pressure on Moscow while seeking to protect the needs of its citizens. A delicate balance that's not always clear-cut. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Antwerp, Belgium.